This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The mortal remains of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh were consigned to flames with full state honours at Nigambodh Ghat in New Delhi yesterday. The funeral pyre was lit by his eldest daughter Upinder Singh. After the ceremonial guard of honour, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Minister Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah and Jagat Prakash Nadda and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid their last respects to the former Prime Minister at Nigambodh Ghat. Besides several leaders from Congress Party, including Party President Mallikarjun Kharge, Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi offered their tributes. Dr. Manmohan Singh died on 26 December at AIIMS, New Delhi at the age of 92. The Union Home Ministry has said that the government will allocate space for the memorial of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The ministry said in a statement that the government received a request from the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in this regard. The ministry said immediately after the Union Cabinet meeting, Home Minister Amit Shah communicated to Mr. Kharge and the family of Dr. Singh that the government will allocate space for the memorial. The Srinagar-Jammu National Highway NH44 has been closed due to snow accumulation, icy slippery road condition on various segments of the highway. A traffic department spokesman stated that traffic on the highway has been stopped from both directions. The restoration of traffic will be reviewed this morning after assessing road condition and receiving clearance from road maintenance agencies. Srinagar-Leh Highway and Mughal Road connecting South Kashmir's Shopian district with Rajouri and Poonch districts in Jammu region are still closed due to snow accumulation. The commuters have been advised to undertake journey only after confirming the status of the road from traffic control units in Srinagar and Jammu. Delhi police has issued a traffic advisory in view of New Year celebrations in the national capital. The restrictions will be imposed from 8 p.m. onwards on the 31st of this month in the vicinity of Connaught Place until the conclusion of the New Year celebrations. These restrictions will apply to all private and public transport vehicles. No vehicle will be allowed to proceed towards Connaught Place beyond the roundabout of Mandi House, Bengali Market, Minto Road, Deendayal Upadhyaya Marg Crossing, GPO, New Delhi, Patel Chowk and Jai Singh Road, Bangla Sahib Lane. No vehicular traffic will be allowed in the inner, middle or outer circle of Connaught Place except for those carrying valid passes. Delhi Traffic Police has made elaborate traffic arrangements at and around India Gate for the regulation of both pedestrian and vehicular traffic. World Chess No. 1 Magnus Carlsen has quit a major tournament after being told he could not carry on playing while wearing jeans. The chess great had been defending his titles at the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York when officials made the request. The Grandmaster said he had offered to change his trousers for the next day but was fined and told he needed to change immediately. He added he wouldn't be appealing the decision. The Chess Federation said its dress code regulations were designed to ensure fairness and professionalism for all participants. Vishwanathan Anand, deputy president of FIDE, has addressed the controversy. The five-time world champion explained that FIDE had no option but to unpair Carlsen after he refused to adhere to the tournament's dress code rules. According to Anand, FIDE tried multiple times to resolve the issue amicably. Anand further highlighted that other players had complied with similar requests. In the inaugural match of the Hockey India League played at Rourkela last night, Delhi SG Pipers beat Gonasika 4-2 in a shootout. After the match ended 2-2 at the end of the regulation time, Thomas Domain converted two penalty corners for Delhi SG Pipers, while Struan Walker and Victor Charlotte were the goal scorers for Gonasika. At least 19 Pakistani soldiers and 3 Afghan civilians were killed after heavy clashes erupted between Afghan and Pakistani border forces at border crossing points. The fierce clashes are ongoing in eastern Afghanistan coast and Paktika provinces bordering Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.